Hi, this is Mike James with the Partners Financial Voice. Today on The Voice, we have two very special segments. The first segment is with Shaker Valparelli, and Shaker is going to talk about the innovative way that he dreamed up to use iPads with client seminars. And I think it's exciting. I think it's something that's transferable, and we're glad to have Shaker on The Voice today. Also, we're going to talk to Neil Taller and Chris Cochran. Neil's with John Hancock, and Chris was with MidCentral, and he's one of our longtime principals. And what Hancock has done with technology, they've decided to introduce a program utilizing the MacBook to do weekly iChats. And I think what they're doing is also transferable. It is targeted at building a deeper and stronger relationship with our firms, which is what we're all about. So I'm excited about today's Partner's Voice. So stay tuned, get ready for a little transferable fun. All right, and today on the Partner's Voice, we have Shaker Valparelli. Shake, how are you, buddy?
I'm excellent. Mike, thank you for talking to me this morning.
Yeah, I know you. I kind of caught you blindly. You didn't really know exactly why I was calling you today, so I appreciate you trusting me that I wasn't going to put you in a bad position.
You simply can't. It's not possible.
That's the Shake I know. All right, Shaker. I'm calling you today for a couple reasons. One, I caught wind that you were doing something really innovative and exciting around iPads. Can you tell the listening audience what you're doing with iPads and what you've recently done in a business meeting?
Sure. About a month ago, I had the opportunity to conduct a seminar. I'd like to call it a special briefing instead of a seminar. This was more of a small setting. So one of my existing clients was going to arrange for me to chat with or meet with 8 other physicians. And the location was New York City. It was the Palm Restaurant in New York City. And there was a special meeting room. And since it was a smaller setting, I figured I'd do something just completely outside the box. So I got this idea that I should have my presentation instead of on a PowerPoint and a screen and everything else like that. In a roundtable setting, I just wanted to use the iPad, the new iPad technology, as a means to make my presentation.
Great. What's the name of the company, and how did you get your hands on multiple iPads without spending a small fortune?
There are several options. If you simply Google iPad rentals, almost 20 companies come up. And this particular one happened to be in Long Island. I'm a last-minute person, so I get most of my creative juices flowing at the 11th hour. So my seminar was on a Monday evening, and Sunday afternoon I dreamed up the possibility of renting an iPad. So I had about overnight to figure out how to get those iPads in the restaurant fully loaded up.
Oh, beautiful.
So iPad rentals generally range from as low as $17 to as much as $100 per day per event. So if the more iPads you rent, the lower the cost would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to strike a deal for 10 iPads. I wanted 2 extras just in case for $300. So that was delivered, fully loaded up, delivered to the site. And the fellow who did it delivered it at the restaurant. I emailed him my PowerPoint presentation. He converted it to Keynote, which is what Apple uses. And it was the same format. So all people had to do was just keep going through the slides. And it worked out really nice.
And that was the first time you'd ever, you just dreamed it up on Sunday. Monday you were doing it.
Correct, correct. I get my ideas from different sources. One source, there is a book out there. It's called Made to Stick. And it's written by two brothers, Dan and Chip Heath. I came across this book, and it was a wonderful way to figure out how to actually create a message that sticks with the audience, because just like the elevator pitch, you have 30 seconds to tell somebody what, how you can help them. Even in a seminar setting, even though the seminar may be 20 minutes or 30 minutes of speaking time, really you actually have about 5 or 10 minutes to deliver your core message. The rest of it is mythology, and beyond 30 minutes, people start tuning out.
Right.
So I needed to figure out a way to convey my message in about 30 minutes. But I also wanted to use some tools as special effects that makes my job easier.
Right.
So I you know, this is the Steven Spielberg effect, if you will. So instead of having a three-ring binder or handouts, I figured, you know, people walk in and they're sitting at the table, and right by the menu there's an iPad, and they're wondering what that's all about. And they look to the left and everybody has one. So, and then you just open the iPad and it, the presentation starts. So there's a wow effect right there.
Right.
And whether you are successful with your actual presentation or not, you know, there is an effect of having something in front of you.
Well, Shank, let me ask you this. How has this kind of changed your outlook on technology? Will every seminar that you put on use iPads now? Are you giving them to clients?
Yeah, it would depend on the setting. My personal belief is that 2 years from now, this will become standard operations for most large settings as well, because the cost of technology, either to rent it or to lease it, will be so low. I also believe that, and again, this is science fiction, but I also believe that you could get disposable media in another 5 years. So you actually load up everything, and then either people take it away, just like they would take a flash drive today. But for now, the iPad seemed to be a very viable option. I would have spent $100 on audio visual because I wasn't going to lug it around. I spent a little more. But again, I was going for the special effect. So
very good.
And again, it's a smaller setting. If I had to rent 50 or 80 iPads, that would be a deterrent. Price worked out in this case.
What's the name of the company?
Actually, it was Oxford Rentals. That's what it was. Oxford Radio Rentals. That's the name of the company. They're in Long Island. The gentleman claims to have as many as 1,000 iPads, and he claims to ship it for various conventions all over the country.
Very good. Very good.
They ship it out, and you can ship it back. You send them your presentation. They can load it up. Fully loaded. And that's the only thing on the iPad, so there's nothing else. The iPads or most of the Apple devices are idiot-proof. I mean, I think anybody can use it. You just send it back to them. In this case, because my turnaround was critical, I talked him into delivering the iPad in exchange of a beverage.
Okay. Well, all right. Last question. How long ago was the seminar?
This was six weeks ago.
Have you sold anything yet?
Yes, absolutely. I have sold an appointment, actually, and this is a very large opportunity in Long Island. It's a physician with 8 different locations. My client who referred to me, it's his colleague, or he calls him his mentor, and is an internal medicine physician with 8 locations. Quite a significant opportunity. The physician actually bought his staff. He also bought his business manager, who happens to be a family member. So I do believe that it will be a good payoff in this particular case.
Very good. Well, Shake, I appreciate you sharing all that you've done this morning. I won't keep you very long because I like it when you're selling and you're being
thank
creative.
You.
And so I'm going to let you go. And thank you very, very much for sharing this exciting recap of your use of the iPad and how it's kind of transcended your seminars.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity, and I'll see you sometime soon.
You got it, my friend. And today on The Voice, we have Neil Taller, who's one of our account executives over there at my alma mater, John Hancock, and one of my favorite principals in the Partners Financial Membership, Mr. Chris Cochran. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Mike.
All right. The genesis of today's Partners Voice segment with you both is to talk about this new program that John Hancock has introduced to a select number of firms. But I love technology, and it seems really innovative, and it sounded interesting enough that we wanted to record it and send it out to our firms. So, Neil, I'll start with you. Neil, can you tell us about this MacBook program that you and the team at John Hancock have started to use with our firms?
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for the opportunity to join you today, talk a little bit about technology initiatives we're using. What we did, we selected some of our high-potential firms that we thought had a lot of opportunity to do extra business with Hancock. We kind of set a goal to deepen their relationships, like to get to know them better, make sure they know us better, learn their business, identify their key people in the offices, and then we asked the firm to join us once a month on a monthly call, and then also we send them out a MacBook Air laptop, which they use in their office. And then we once a week, we do a video iChat. With actually, Chris and I have done once a week. And then we also bring in, we leverage our key resources here at Hancock. So 1 week we may do a call with underwriting, 1 week we may do a call with a product person, and 1 call we may do a call with a lawyer. We can talk about general topics, or we can talk about a specific case. And it really, the FaceTime really helps build the relationship and also drill down on a lot of topics that are hard to hit in a study group or a big meeting.
Great. And how did you select the firm? You know, how many firms are involved in this? Is it just one firm? Do you have a dozen firms?
Well, I can't tell you a secret there, Mike.
Yeah.
We also, for 2011, we added another national account director. His name is Scott Russell.
Mm-hmm.
So with two of us now working with Joe Donovan, we kind of had some extra time to do extra things. And this is one of the ideas we thought was fantastic. So we each picked 5 firms, so that's 10 total, that we each work with over the month. We wanted to keep it manageable, not too small or not too big, so we feel 5 over the course of the year. They each get a special month that is their own, and it kind of isn't unwieldy for us either.
Very good. All right, so what are you measuring? You know, you're going to do this. You're going to adopt a firm for a month. You got 10 firms in the program. What are you measuring?
What we did not want it to be was me to call someone and say, we want more of your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're calling to say. What we really want to build is like partners, is a partnership and a relationship. So there are measurables. We can see, you know, how much business is coming in, how well they understand us, but also there's a lot of immeasurables. And Chris, who's going to speak on the call, I've known for many years working with partners. We've always known each other by face, but we never really knew each other personally. And I think over the course of the month that we spent chatting, we really know each other really well. I know Chris's business. I know that office. I know who's in the office. I know what they want to do, where they want to go. And now, from a Hancock's perspective, it's much easier to get him where he wants to go, knowing all that.
Very good. All right, Chris, maybe it's your turn to tell us what you think about it now that you're in it. You heard the expectations of John Hancock, so how are you feeling about it?
Well, glad to, Mike. Glad to be on the call with you, Neil. And I think these are times that when you introduce a new technological bubble into the mix, everybody gets kind of juiced up. We've used the iPad in sales situations very effectively, and we had the opportunity through Neil's overture to look at this Priority Partners program, look at the AirBook and weekly iChats as a way, as Neil just outlined there, Mike, really deepen the relationship that we already had with Hancock. And I think that definitely has been accomplished with those iChats over a period of about 5 weeks. You know, we've been able to talk to people like Lena Storm and Jeff Driscoll on the underwriting, on the product side, Lena on the advanced market side, look at very specific programs, PowerPoints that Hancock has got, and really drill down on these. It's been a real plus for us.
Very good. And Chris, do you get the chance to ask Hancock for anything specific, while they may have had an agenda for you to say, hey, look, we want to deepen our relationship from an underwriting and a product standpoint, but have you been able to ask Hancock, hey, look, I'd like to spend a little time with your advanced sales folks or one of your product actuaries? Or, I mean, is it a free-flowing program, or is it rigid that you have to stay inside of a box that they've created?
Very good question. It's been very free-flowing. I think Neil would attest that every one of the iChats has had a number of dynamic situations that we are dealing with in the sales cycle, including underwriting, that we were able to trumpet right back to him and say, what about this or what about that? And because of that relationship, the response time has been near nothing in getting back to us, and really fostered, a deeper relationship in terms of what tools Hancock has available.
Well, let me ask you both kind of a final question. Neil, what surprised you the most about this iBook program that you've rolled out?
I think everyone who has been a part of it, it's just their excitement and their buy-in into the program has been fantastic. I think a lot of people are leery when I call and say, I want you to partner with us. And the first thing they see is, well, okay, how much business do I have to give you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I think, as people have joined the program, they've seen that's really not what we're getting at.
Mm-hmm.
We value our relationship with partners, and we love being a partner. And that's what we really wanted the firms to see, is that we wanted this to be a partnership. It's not all about give us your business, give us your business. It's about let's build the relationship, and going forward, let's help you get where you want to go. And I think the firms have really bought into that, and that's the most important thing for us.
Very good. Chris, what surprised you the most?
Well, I think any technological tool that does not also embody relationship building is just a tool that may be squandered. And I think with all the conference calls, the package that Neil rolled out with this Priority Partners program, I just would encourage any firm that might have an opportunity, Mike, to participate in this program to jump on board, because they make it fun, festive. They had all kinds of promotions throughout the five-week period. We had Joe Donovan in to meet with us, get to know his skill set, which frankly is deep mm-hmm. relative to the partner's relationship. He's a very legal-minded guy that brings a great deal of depth and advanced sales to the table, to the party. So all in all, it was a great opportunity for us.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, I'll leave you back to your normal business routines today. I thank you very much for joining us on the Partner's Voice. Neil, are there any disclaimers you want to give? I know it's not for everyone. You've been selective in who you've put into the program. Any disclaimers or things we need to know about?
No, I mean, the program's pretty much locked for 2011.
Okay.
Depending on how great it goes in 2011, I'm sure we're going to continue in 2012. But it's not really where we want people to call in and say, yeah, I want to be a part of it.
Right. Great.
You know what I mean? That's the only caveat I would kind of say.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have 20 other MacBooks hanging around that you want to
exactly.
ship out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, send me one. Let me do it.
All right. Well, I think it's a great idea. I think it's worthwhile getting to the firms. What I'm hoping this will spark is a greater interest for our firms to want to get connected to you as a company on a more regular basis. It would be a good problem to have if everyone's saying, hey, look, I want to talk to you on a weekly basis too. I want to talk to you about my business and where I'm going. That's, as Greg Mack would say, that's a good problem to have.
It is.
All right, guys. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Neil.
Well, that about wraps up today's edition of the Partner's Voice. I hope it was enjoyable to you. I believe both segments are transferable. They're fun. They're exciting. They're unique to Partners Financial, and that makes me happy. So until we meet again, thank you and continued success.